We are very honored to have back with us Dr. Jeff Feit. He's Vice President of Population Health for Valley Health. He was the very first guest we had on way back, when was it? Was it in March, Dr. Feit, that when the pandemic was really starting up and we were learning more about it? And we've had you come back from time to time to give us updates. Thanks so much for joining us so early.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be here.
Well, community vaccinations are underway here in Winchester and at locations throughout the Shenandoah Valley, and this is a collaboration between Valley Health, our local health departments, and Shenandoah University. And we're hearing that this is for the 1B population. That's what the Virginia Department of Health has labeled the Tier 1 population, the 1B population. Who do they mean, 1B?
So, yeah, thanks again for having me on. So the 1B population, it's a moving target. Well, I think that'll be the theme of our talk today, is that things are changing almost by the hour. So when they first rolled out the tiers, Tier 1A were nursing home patients, the most vulnerable people from the perspective of their risk from the disease. So people in nursing homes and assisted living were 1As, along with healthcare workers, the most at-risk employee group, the most at-risk workers and the most at-risk patients. That was 1A.
Okay.
1B was really one step down in each of those groups. So on the patient side, it was people over 75, and on the occupational side, it was first responders, corrections workers, teachers, and they were ordered. There were 8 or 9 groups within that group, and then below, under educators were agricultural workers and industrial workers, postal workers. I'm sure I'm missing one or two from that group, but that's the theme of it. It's marching down this occupational risk category. And then 1C, which was supposed to be the next group, opened up on a population side, people over 65 and people with comorbidities, people who had diabetes, really, and were at higher risk because of their illnesses. And then on the occupational side, again, adding people by occupation at some but lower risk.
Uh-huh.
So the reason I say it's changing by the hour is because yesterday during his press conference, the governor recommended that we expand 1B to include people over 65. So we're in the process of trying to make those changes as we go forward to our scheduling system and to who's able to sign up based on that sort of collapsing of the phases. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
And Dr. Feit, a lot of people want to know where they can get vaccinated. Where are the local locations?
Yeah, so the vaccine is a public commodity. I think it's important to point that out. The vaccine was produced through a collaboration with the government, and while Valley Health stores a lot of the vaccine, we haven't purchased it. We don't own it. We steward it. We watch it and we distribute it. So it's being distributed in collaboration with the health department. So we have set up some more or less fixed sites. So we have a site at the Wilkins Athletic Center here in Winchester. We have a site at our hospitals in Woodstock and Luray, and we have a site in the 15th Street School in Front Royal. And then in addition to those, the health department is opening, they call them pods. Pod stands for point of distribution. And the health department is setting up pods that are drop-in pods. So they will say, we're going to do a pod, and they have one today. Today's Friday. They have one today in Clark County at the school.
Right.
So they're doing drop-in pods. Those are places where you go, stand in line, get a shot. Today they're going to be doing it using a parking lot, so there's less standing in line. And the ones we've set up are more go online and schedule, and you can get an appointment. And so different options for different people, more choices, and trying to push out the vaccine as fast as we have it in our hands. And that really is the issue, is how fast will we have it in our hands?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so how would you say things are going so far?
So things are going amazingly well. We have put out, I would say that by Monday, we will have delivered in our community about over 20,000 vaccines.
Wow.
In the governor's press conference yesterday, he was kind enough to point out some areas where this is going really well, and we were one of those areas.
Nice.
The Northern Virginia with Inova, Valley Health Shenandoah collaboration with Lord Fairfax, and Mary Washington in Fredericksburg were the three that he pointed to, saying, hey, this is how it's supposed to be done. So we were really proud to have that shout out. And the experience people are having at the Wilkins Center is just, the response has been overwhelmingly positive. But the response has been, anytime people can get the vaccine, the response is positive. It's really,
sure,
it's an emotional response to the end of a really dark and difficult year. And so really happy to be a part of it. Super grateful to all the volunteers. This has been, people solve small problems and communities solve large problems. And this is a large problem that is being solved by a community.
Absolutely.
An ongoing collaboration with the health department incredible work by our friends at SU. The volunteers, many of whom are SU faculty and staff, are our own employees who are going out there and volunteering. And even the ones who are there working, it's not their regular job, right? So they're out there saying, hey, I can put my other work and get some help with that, and I'm going to do this right now because this is super important. So it's just been a remarkable adventure, and I think folks are really happy with what they're finding out there.
So as far as for those people that do qualify, that fit into the to the qualifications or eligible, where do they go to find out, you know, how they make an appointment if they're not going to, you know, just a walk-in?
Yeah, so you can either go to the walk-in pods, or you can go to valleyhealthlink.com.
Okay.
On the valleyhealthlink.com website, there's a link to our vaccine clinics. And unfortunately, I think the best I can say is keep checking back. You know, we are going to have I'm relatively sure we're going to have enough vaccine to open up another pod on Monday. And we should find out today what our vaccine supply will be for next week. And we usually receive that on Tuesday.
Okay.
So it really is day to day. And what we're trying to do is update that by 3 p.m. So people don't keep checking it throughout the night.
Okay.
I was comparing it when we were kids and you ordered your concert tickets by phone. You have to go to Ticketmaster and keep calling. It kind of feels a little bit like that. and obviously this is much more serious than that, but the challenge is we can't open up tons of slots if we don't know we're going to have the vaccine because there's no easy way to call people and say, hey, I'm sorry, we can't do it.
Yeah.
So we open up the slots as soon as we know we have the vaccines. And the amazing thing is these volunteers will say, okay, you know, when can we go next? And they just show up and they help. And it's amazing.
And before we close, a quick word to those people who might be concerned about, you know, the risks and so forth of a vaccination.
Thanks for asking that. So whenever a new medical treatment comes out, you want to know about the effectiveness and you want to know about the safety. So the effectiveness of these vaccines is remarkable. In the studies that were done, the risk of getting coronavirus, if you got the vaccine compared to the placebo, the salt shot, was over a 95% reduction in the risk of getting the illness. So there's no question these things work. The question of safety is harder because the studies were a little shorter than usual. Usually we get a year of data, and on these studies we only got 2 months. So the good news is in that 2 month period, which is the period of time where you usually see vaccine side effects, they didn't see any. It was really just the local effect, the sore arm and that kind of stuff. But there were no long-term side effects. And the other good news is that those studies finished in late November, and now we're into July, or into January. So now we have 2 more months of data, and we continue to follow those patients who got those vaccines in those early studies. So now we have 4 months of data, still with no bad news. So every day that goes by, every week that goes by, we develop more and more confidence that that original study cohort is now 4, 5, 6 months from getting their shots, and they're doing really well. So I feel really comfortable. I feel really comfortable that these are safe vaccines. I feel very comfortable that these are effective vaccines, and I know that they are our ticket to the end of this pandemic. So I got mine. I was excited to get it as a healthcare worker, and I would encourage everyone to do the same when they can.
Yeah, and once we do get the vaccine, I mean, we still need to be cautious, right?
We do. There's a couple of things we don't know for sure yet. So while there's still a lot of coronavirus floating around the community, it is still possible for someone who's vaccinated to spread it, even though they're not going to get sick themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So continuing to wear a mask, it may be possible. We're really waiting for better science on that. It may be possible for people who are vaccinated to be spreaders. So wear a mask, keep your distance, wash your hands. Until we get the vast majority of adults vaccinated, and then I think we're all going to feel a little bit better about the risks associated with that. And again, I would be remiss if I didn't close with, again, always gratitude for our nurses, our doctors, our other healthcare workers in the hospital facing this incredible surge of disease every day. Our hospital census is high. Our ICU census is high. While we all get excited and get to do the fun part, which is delivering vaccine and trying to bring back normal life, my friends and colleagues over at the hospital are in this every day, working with patients and their families every day, facing an incredibly difficult situation. And my heart goes out to all of them and wish them well and strength to get through these next couple of months.
Well put, well put. Dr. Jeff Feit, Vice President of Population Health for Valley Health. Can't thank you enough for the good information and stay well.
Hey, you too, guys. And thank you so much for keeping some focus on this. It's so important that we keep our focus so we'll get through the winter.